WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. With a look at tonight's high school sports schedule, here's Phil Nee.
Girls basketball games going on in the area tonight. Ithaca Weston is at Seneca, River Valley at Darlington, Mineral Point at Fenimore, Lancaster at Galena, Westby visits Kickapoo, Brookwood at Viroqua, DeSoto at Cashton, Cuba City visits Belmont, Albany Monticello at Broadhead, Judah at Monroe, Argyle Pecatonica at East Dubuque, Reedsburg at Wisconsin Rapids, Winneconne at Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse Logan at Sparta. In boys basketball, Portage at Westfield, Adams Friendship visits Baraboo, La Crosse Logan at Reedsburg, Fort Atkinson visits Sauk Prairie, Waterloo at Wisconsin Heights, Abundant Life at Belleville, Cuba City visits Columbus, Cooley Christian at Waniwak Center, Westby at Kickapoo, Hillsboro at Lafarge, and coming up on WRCO tonight, Nisita at Ithaca in boys basketball. Ithaca coach Aaron Hipsch, talk to me about tonight's Ithaca opponent.
They're certainly a very well-coached team. They always seem to be playing their best ball at the right time, and their coach seems to always do an excellent job. They won't beat themselves. They're always in the right spot offensively, defensively, and if they hit some shots on offense, I expect it to be a very good game.
The Bulldogs play host to Nisita. That's our featured broadcast tonight. We'll have the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show beginning around 7 o'clock on FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. I am Phil Nee.
The destination changes seemingly every day, but nearly everybody in the NBA is convinced that the Bucks will trade generational star Giannis Antetokounmpo. Well, except veteran head coach Doc Rivers. He tells ESPN his top player loves Milwaukee and wants to be a Buck. Yahoo Sports quotes Rivers as saying, "Giannis has said everything we need to hear. We will find out how accurate the coach is soon, since the trade deadline is Thursday." With Antetokounmpo on the sidelines, the Bucks lost to the Celtics yesterday by a score of 107-79. And it's been made official, former Arizona Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon is joining the Green Bay Packers staff as defensive coordinator. Coach Matt LaFleur announced the hire of Gannon today. The Packers were seeking a new defensive coordinator after Jeff Hafley left to become the Miami Dolphins head coach. Gannon went 15-36 in 3 years at Arizona. He previously spent two seasons as the Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator. The Eagles had a franchise record 70 sacks and reached the Super Bowl during Gannon's final season in Philadelphia. Former Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley keeps taking Packer assistant coaches south. NFL Network is reporting that the linebackers coach, Sean Duggan, is expected to be the next assistant to leave Green Bay for Miami. Hafley and Duggan have worked together for most of the past decade in both college and professional football. They have a big challenge. The Dolphins finished in the bottom 10 NFL teams in both yards and points allowed. Most of the defensive backfield will become free agents, and Miami still needs an improved pass rush. Photographer John Beaver has shot every Super Bowl yet. The only football picture he has prominently displayed in his San Diego home is the one he took of Bart Starr scoring on a quarterback sneak with 13 seconds left in the Ice Bowl, the 1967 NFL championship game against the Dallas Cowboys to propel the Green Bay Packers into the second Super Bowl. Streak will reach a perfect 60 on Sunday when the Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots play in Santa Clara, California. And Drake May and Sam Darnold will face a different type of blitz at Super Bowl opening night. Here comes the media frenzy when thousands of reporters from across the globe gather for a zany spectacle that kicks off the week's festivities tonight. May and the New England Patriots take on Darnold and the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday at Levi's Stadium, home of the San Francisco 49ers. First, they will meet more than 6,000 credentialed reporters who will pepper them with questions ranging from the standard football topics to silly and offbeat stuff. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and by PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.